Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz.
There's been a slight improvement in solar activity since our last broadcast. The Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, in New South Wales, here in Australia, reports that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has increased to 62, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has risen to 3. So those figures are slightly improved since our last report, and it means that we're still in a period of very low solar, or very low sunspot activity, which is likely to extend right into the next year. So we're still moving through solar cycle number 24, and that's not expected to stop or to cease until around 12 months from now. So it means that high frequency propagation on darkness paths or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz on long distances will continue to be unreliable. In the meantime, reception here in Melbourne, in Victoria, in south of Australia, it's been quite good in our morning period, around just after local sunrise. This is a summary I made recently in the 41 metre band, which has a very large number of transmitters or transmissions from the Chinese Republic or Chinese broadcasting authorities. 7485, the Voice of America, from the Philippines, relay station at Tanang, with its morning programs in Korean. 7240 and 7450, two frequencies for the People's Broadcasting Station in Lhasa, that's in Tibet, with programs in Chinese. 7505, the North Korean Reform Radio, a political broadcasting station, using transmitter at Tashkent in Uzbekistan with programs in Korean. China Radio International on 7440, broadcasting from the Beijing transmitter site in English. And the same program on 7435, also from Beijing. 7425, the Islamic Broadcasting Station at Tehran, broadcasting in Arabic. 7405, China Radio International, broadcasting from Zixiang in Chinese. And on the same frequency, now just a little bit above, the next frequency, 7365, the Voice of America, from Udorn in Thailand, the relay station there in Korean. And 7360, the Vatican Radio, with its programs in French from the Santa Maria di Galleria station. 7345, China National Radio Network 1. Other frequencies monitored in this time span include 7305, 7290, 7275, 7230. And China National Radio Network 2, heard on 7335, and another frequency, 7315. 7285, China Radio International, broadcasting from the Albania relay at Sirik, with English programming to Africa, Europe and the Middle East. And 7280, the Voice of Vietnam, broadcasting in French in the external service. and 7265, another frequency for China Radio International from the Urumqi transmitting station in Italian. And 7255, China Radio International from the Cassie transmitting station in Chinese. And 7215, another channel for China Radio International from the Serik Albania relay station with programs in Arabic. And 7205, Radio France International, broadcasting its French language transmission to Europe, Africa and the Middle East from the Usudan transmitting site in France. So quite good reception here in Melbourne recently in our post-sunrise period in the 41 metre band, many signals coming in into our area from the north and the west. And those types of that type of reception will continue in the foreseeable future. From our European monitors in Eastern Europe, more specifically in Sofia, Bulgaria, the SWLVX Bulgaria newsletter has an interesting summary of various signals heard recently in that part of the world, including the following. Radio Rebel Day in Cuba, Havana in the 60 metre band. Heard from 0500 on 5025, programming in Spanish to Cuba. Transmitter power of 100 kilowatts. And Radio Havana, Cuba, also in the 60 metre band. From 0500 on 5040 with 100 kilowatts, and that's in English to Cuba. Reception of Deutsche Wetterdienststrasse in the 49 metre band. 0600 to 0630 on 5905 in German to Central Europe, and 6180, 0600 to 0630 also in German to Central Europe, both non-directional with only very small power. Radio Free Asia in the 19 metre band heard from the Biblis relay station in Germany. 1100 to 1200 on 15265 in Tibetan to Central Asia with 100 kilowatts and the antenna direction 075 degrees. And Radio Free Asia from Lampetheim in Germany, heard in Eastern Europe in the 16 metre band on 17720 between 1200 and 1300 to Central Asia in Tibetan. Transmitter power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 077 degrees. And also from 1300 to 1400 on 17860. Same program, Tibetan to Central Asia. Same transmitter power, 100 kilowatts, and same antenna heading, 077 degrees. NHK World Radio Japan via the Usudan relay station in Usudan. Heard in Eastern Europe on 13680 between 1430 and 1500 to Western Asia in Farsi. Big power there, 500 kilowatts, and the transmitter 090 degrees. Myanmar Radio, broadcasting from Yangon in the 49 metre band, heard in Eastern Europe on 5985 between 1530 and 1700 in English. Transmitter power 225 kilowatts and the antenna direction 176 degrees. And station known as Radio Nardarason International, broadcasting from the Ascension Island relay station of the BBC on 5960, 0500 to 0600 in Kanuri, broadcasting to West Africa, fair signals in Eastern Europe, 250 kilowatts and the antenna 055 degrees. And the station known as the Alameda Bible Fellowship, using WRMI via the Isidon transmitting station in the 22 metre band. 13660 between 1700 and 1730 to East Africa in English, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays with 500 kilowatts broadcasting from then with an antenna of 135 degrees. In our program recently, we reported that Radio Romania International was to conclude all of its shortwave transmissions at the end of September. The report was actually compiled from a translation of a message in Romanian, which was originally released on the internet from a news service in Europe. Latest information indicates now that the station has said that it's not intending to conclude any shortwave transmissions at the end of September and that the report was incorrect. So it looks like Radio Romania International will continue on until further notice with its various shortwave broadcasts.
Mentioned in our program. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.